Okay. Today we're going to start discussing the concept of an overview of anatomy and physiology. But before we start doing that, we have to have an understanding of the fact that basically all living things share the same basic functions and characteristics. First of all, boundaries. All living things must have boundaries. If you think about what might be some of your particular boundaries, well, your skin is a boundary. It keeps what's supposed to be inside your body, and keeps what's supposed to be outside of your body. How about all of your different organs within your body? Your organs have boundaries. Your blood within your body has boundaries. It circles within certain vessels. Okay, that's one feature. Second feature might be movement. All living things might be able to move and have movement. Name some different types of movements that you might have in your own body. Well, first of all, you need to be able to locomotor. You need to be able to move from place to place. That's physical movement of you and your body. Secondly, within your body, several different parts of your body need to be able to move to function. Name some examples of those things which might need to move to function. Well, your heart needs to beat. It needs to contract. It's a muscle. It needs to move. We need to move material throughout our body so we can move material